Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow, mad cow, mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sungai Nation, QT and Sungai with you here on another Friday afternoon. Really quickly, some show notes. If you're looking for wrestling tonight, WCWO in Indianapolis as usual at the Outlaw Arena, CWE in Orlando, Florida, APW in Royston, Georgia, PPW in Waterford, Michigan, Ring of Honor in San Antonio, Texas, XWE in Nelsonville, Ohio, and FBW in Brooklyn, New York. Tomorrow night, WCWF in Yuba City, California, WXW in Mineola, Florida, AWE in Cape Canaveral, Florida, APCW in Douglasville, Georgia, RRPW in Portland, Indiana, SSW in South Bend, Indiana, 3XW in Mingo, Iowa, TIW in Lanesboro, Massachusetts, AWF in Becker, Minnesota, ECPW in Brooklyn, New York, CPW in Iallet, Virginia, OCW in Lorain, Ohio, and WAW in Manchester, New Hampshire tomorrow. QT, looks like lots of wrestling going on, and also I'd be remiss if I didn't mention 3-2-1 Battle returning tonight to the Battle Pavilion in Seattle, Washington, also known, of course, as Evolve Fitness.
Wow, Evolve Fitness. Now, Sungai, will you yourself be at Evolve Fitness?
Not scheduled to be there tonight, but should be a great show tonight there in Seattle. 3-2-1, of course, puts on a good show almost every time out.
And I just got word, even though this is actually it's fast approaching, on Saturday, July 7th, we have the Dropside Brawl in Spokane, Washington. It's 25 East Lincoln Road, Spokane, Washington. Dropside Brawl.
Will you yourself be making the trip to Spokane?
That would be very nice on a Saturday. However, I work my regular gig at Brown and Haley. Yes. So I'm not sure I can get out of that.
Yes. Not even if you were to break your own leg.
That would be. Now, how could I fake a leg injury? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, you could fall down some stairs potentially.
Oh, okay, some stairs. Okay, very good. All right. Well, now, Sungai, there's been a lot of controversy and a lot of this week's Northwest Wrestler rankings, and a lot of these rankings were based on what I saw at La Problemita's this week. Did you yourself have a chance to look at the rankings?
I did look at the rankings earlier in the week. Now, can you refresh our listeners' minds and inform them whom, in fact, is now owed a fruit pie for being number one ranked?
I believe that is Coach Mike Jones and his tag partner.
Sin Bodie,
yes.
Last week's guest, Sin Bodie, of course, owed a fruit pie. You'll have to get him that fruit pie, QT.
And boy, were the questions we asked Sin Bodie very good on our show. Yes.
He was related to Tesla.
Tesla, yeah, we did, yes. Tesla. And boy, Sin Bodie is not a fan of Edison.
Well, if your uncle was Tesla, Do you think you'd be a fan of Edison?
No, I wouldn't. I would not even sing the Electric Love Song with Thomas Edison.
I bet you wouldn't even go to watch Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm a big fan of Electric Light Orchestra. Yes. Yes. Now, Sign, when I'm talking about the Electric Love Song, do you know what I'm talking about?
Not too much.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll send you a clip.
Oh, okay.
Electric Love was kind of like one of Dave Barnett's favorite animated cartoon moments in history because it was a song sung with an elephant on Bob's Burgers, and it had to do with Thomas Edison. Electric Love.
And you're saying it's Beast Barnett's favorite song of all time?
I think animated, yes. I think so.
Oh, wow. More so than the animated video of the no-hitter that was thrown while the guy was under the influence of LSD. Because he really
loved
that.
Well, that wasn't really a musical video. However, it was a great moment in sports, yes.
Well, I believe they did put music to the video.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, then I will get... can you send me a clip of the hitter throwing, the baseball pitcher throwing a no-hitter on acid, and I will send you a video of Electric Love.
That sounds reasonable. The pitcher in question's name, Doc Ellis.
Ah, yes, Doc Ellis, right. Now, I heard one pitcher had a heroin problem while he was in the major leagues. Heroin. Boy, that's quite the hardcore drug to mess around with when you're a ball player.
Indeed.
Yes. Holy smokes. Most players, you know, especially when they're young, kind of like wrestlers, they might fool around and not quite get the sleep that they need while they're on the road if they go to a local bar and drink. You know, that might harken back to maybe the Shawn Michaels days when he used to go bar hopping after matches. When you're young, gee, heroin, holy smokes. You don't exactly bar hop with heroin. Yes.
There'd be some hardcore bars if that was happening.
I hear that, yes. Now, for the first time on Turnbuckle Turmoil history, I'm going to try to look up, while we are live, who exactly this pitcher was on heroin, or if there are several. Maybe Doc Gooden partook of this. Yes.
I don't know if you want to besmirch the good name of Doc Gooden and just cast him into that group.
Who am I thinking of then? Let me see. There was one ball player that kind of, well, now, wait a second. Now, there's several football players that were on, well, of course, steroids, but I also think some of them were on cocaine back in the 80s, cocaine, while they were playing.
I believe that is illegal.
Who was that all-pro lineman, Ron Taylor, was it? The guy that broke Theismann's leg?
Wasn't it Lawrence Taylor, the guy that
Lawrence
Bam
Taylor.
Bam Bigelow?
yes, I knew it was wrestling related, yes. Holy smokes, I wouldn't want that guy lining up against me on the defensive line all coked up. Ooh. Okay, now signing for the first time on Turnbuckle Turmoil Radio, we have a Yahoo search about baseball players, and this is related to wrestling. We have baseball players on steroids, baseball players suspended for drugs, baseball players prayer. Well, I don't think we'll go into that. Baseball players wives, baseball players salaries. Well, now we were talking about drugs. So what would you like? Would you like baseball players on steroids or baseball players suspended for drugs?
Well, let's go with the second one.
Oh, okay, suspended for drugs. That will probably give us our search for heroin. Okay, very good.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. You just made it sound like you were searching for heroin.
Oh, yes. Heroin, yes.
You're going to fill all kinds of UAs.
What's UAs?
Urine analysis.
Oh, yeah. Okay, urine analysis. Okay. Very good. I myself will not be present for that or any of those, yes.
Are you saying you're going to have someone go for you?
Yes, if I was a baseball player.
Wow. All right.
Well, now here's a big list of players. Let me see, that were suspended and the penalty, but it doesn't list the drugs. Wow, they got the list of penalty. Let me see now, 10 days is very common. 50 games. Well, who is this guy? Yes, Yasuku Urki, April 28, 2006 for the Mets, 50 games suspended. He was a pitcher. Boy, they don't list the drugs. Let me see. Detroit Tigers. Okay, let me see. Who is that? Mike Cameron. I think he used to play for the Mariners.
Yeah, Mike Cameron was the center fielder.
Oh, he got suspended 25 games on October 31st, Halloween 2007. Oh, okay. Let me see now. Any Mariners on this list? Oh, wait a second. There is. Let me see. Who was that? Oh, okay. Ryan Franklin. Now, who is Ryan Franklin? Oh, pitcher. Okay, August 2nd, 2005. Holy smokes, there seems to be a lot of 2005s in here, all in a matter of a number of months. Boy, let me see, July 8th, 2005, Rafael Palmeiro, August 1st, 2005, Ryan Franklin, August 2nd, one day later, Mike Morse, September 7th, 2005, here's an October 4th, October 18th, 2005, November 2nd, 2005. Boy, oh boy. Okay. So let me see. We've got two Mariners. Oh, here we go. Jamal Strong, Seattle Mariners, 10 days. Okay, that's Ryan Franklin, Seattle Mariners. Mike Morris, Seattle Mariners. That's three. Let's see. They seem to, other than that, be pretty much behaved. Oh, David Rawlins, March 27th, 2015, Seattle Mariners, 80 games. David Rawlins. Okay.
Now, QT,
yes.
Are you thinking that maybe some of these suspensions was because they took a little too much Benadryl? That's a drug.
Yes, Benadryl. Or that Icy Hot. Yes, Icy Hot.
That could be.
I would say so.
Oh.
Now, here are the
QT.
Yes.
Now, you were searching for heroin. Do we need to get you into Betty Ford?
Oh, Betty Ford, yes. That would. I hear that they run some pretty good centers there. They're very expensive, though.
I heard that once
yes.
A first lady attended one.
Whoa, now was that strictly for a drinking problem?
I believe so.
Wow. Now, there are some drugs that are listed. Okay, here we go. One that jumps out at me is amphetamine. Miguel Tejada, amphetamine. Troy Patton, amphetamine. Now, let me see now. Okay, Stanozolol. Stanozolol. Olo. Boy, okay. Ampamorlin, whatever that is. What is that? Bodionol. Stanozolol. Bodenolo, Zenolo, Italian spaghetti recipe.
Wow. Now, QT, do you use nutmeg in your spaghetti sauce?
Oh, I never have nutmeg. No, no, that's I really haven't heard about that. Nutmeg.
You never heard of nutmeg?
Uh-uh.
Well, nutmeg's a very common spice, yes.
Oh, in spaghetti sauce? Wow.
Well, yeah, you can put a pinch of nutmeg in spaghetti sauce.
Oh, okay. I've heard of people using red wine in their spaghetti sauce. Red wine.
No. You make your spaghetti sauce with the red wine. Do you do a cup for the sauce, a cup for you, 2 cups for the sauce, 1, 2 for you?
I think that was like on several comedy shows, and I think one of those was Three's Company when Jack was cooking. Yes, I think that happened. And I'm pretty sure it also happened on Here's Lucy.
Now, do you remember the name of Jack Tripper's restaurant that he eventually opened on Three's Company?
Oh, that's a very good question. No, I don't. What was that?
It was Jack's Bistro.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, I remember one famous episode where there was a surfer, a laid-back guy, kind of like in the role of Spicoli on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He came to Jack's Bistro, and he wanted a job. And right away, Jack was thinking, boy, this kind of wastoid probably doesn't know a thing about cooking. And he wowed Jack with his recipes and his knowledge of spices. And his name was Easy, or at least that's what Jack Tripper nicknamed him, Easy. And he became a chef at Jack's Bistro.
That's true. That was on the follow-up to Three's Company when they ended Three's Company, but Jack Tripper continued on, and he had his own restaurant, and he lived with a girlfriend.
Oh, now, okay, so it wasn't on Three's Company. What was the name of that show?
I believe the name of that was Three's a Crowd.
Oh, okay, that does ring a bell, yes. And I'm not singing a dinner bell. Three's a Crowd. Oh, okay. Maybe that will be my homework assignment, to look up that particular clip. Easy on Three's a Crowd. That for some reason that really stuck out in my mind.
Well, I'm sure you watched many an episode of Three's a Crowd.
Well, I don't know. For some reason, that one really stuck out at me. I think it was because Easy had made a sauce, and Jack was going to hesitantly try it. And I think he had a look of surprise on his face at the result. I think. That's been a long time ago. But anyway, I am going to kind of tweak my search here. Baseball players suspended for heroin. Here we go. Heroin. Here we go. Very good. Very important. It's wrestling related. Let me see. Oh, ooh, here we go. Baseball players. Who do we have here? Ooh, boy. Well, it gives image. Holy smokes, that's a lot of baseball players. This couldn't be all for heroin. Here's a Yankee. Well, boy, let me see now. No, it says you're out. Player suspended for violating baseball's drug policy. And it says Alex Rodriguez. Well, it doesn't. Performance-enhancing drugs. Oh, that's the same one. Okay, let me see now. 11, no. I think I'm coming up short. Being in baseball steroid suspensions. Robinson Cano. How many Yankees and Mets players suspended for, okay, performance enhancing? I don't, boy, let me see now. It doesn't really give me a specific heroin use. Well, just pretty much performance enhanced. See, they get a baseball player suspended for heroin, and then they got slash image results. But if you click on that, there's dozens of players, and they all couldn't have been hooked on heroin.
Well, you never know, I guess.
Well, I know a lot of them chewed bubble gum, but...
That's true. Now, do you remember the Detroit Tiger pitcher, Denny McClain?
Oh, Denny McClain, yes.
Now, he used to get cortisone shots far more regularly than is what today would be considered safe. It really ended his career prematurely, taking all that cortisone.
Now, did he get one right in the shoulder, like for a torn rotator cuff?
Yes, his shoulder was bothering him, so they just kept pumping him full of cortisone, and he pitched for a couple of years, but it just tore his shoulder completely apart.
Oh, boy. What is cortisone, anyway?
It's basically a steroid that they can inject directly into the problem. It's to help with inflammation and things of that nature, but it you're supposed to be used sparingly. You don't want to use it very often because it can actually damage the muscles and tendons and ligaments.
Oh, okay.
He was taking it almost on a weekly basis. You're supposed to have maybe 4 to 5 a year maximum.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Well, Sun Guy, have you yourself, well, you must have watched it, that Kane Jaden versus Mr. St. John video of the junior heavyweight J-Cup tournament, first round.
I do recall that match.
I was very blown away when Kane Jaden, at the 350 mark, he stood on the second rope, actually both sides of the turnbuckle on the second rope, and he had his eyes on Mr. St. John, and all of a sudden, without taking his eyes off of Mr. St. John, he hopped up third rope. It was a very good feat of athletic balance and ultra apex ring rope awareness. Ring rope awareness. Ultra apex.
Ultra apex would be the good name for a punk rock band.
I think it would. I think it would. Kane Jaden's leap from the second rope up to the third rope reminded me of a bird, switching branches. They don't seem to look. They just seem to be having an innate awareness of where the next branch is.
I see. Now, would you say that the tadpole of birds would be perhaps the sparrow?
A sparrow, yes, I believe, yes. I think King Jaden is about the size of a sparrow, yes.
Oh, wow. Or Kane Jaden.
Kane Jaden. Who did I say?
You compared him to the size of a sparrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'd say a sparrow. However, that sparrow would have the DNA of a philosophical raptor. A philosopher
Maybe.
Raptor. Yeah.
Now, QT,
just hopping branches.
Are you a fan of 3-2-1 battle wrestler, The Bird?
I have never seen The Bird.
You've never seen The Bird?
I've never seen The Bird.
Well, you need to get to Evolve Fitness at the Battle Pavilion there at 3-2-1 and watch The Bird. He also is very agile.
Does he come to the wrestling ring in kind of like a rooster lucha mask with a beak?
If a rooster had been dyed blue, then I would say that would be accurate.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. Now, Sanjay, did you yourself get a glimpse of a clip that I sent to YouTube about Otis the Gimp wrestling in San Francisco?
No, is this for Hood Slam Wrestling?
I'm not sure what wrestling organization it was for. But boy, I think it might have been recently, yes.
Well, I think I posted it on California recently.
Now, can you confirm if that was Oakland or San Fran? I'm sure it was Oakland, right?
If it was for Hood Slam, then the chances are very strong it was Oakland.
Oh, very nice. Oh, and thank you for sending one egg to go. I will watch that later on, but I guess that is easy.
I believe so.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Now, I am frantically Oh, there's a nice picture of Paul Preston. Very nice picture. Yes, okay.
There's a picture of Paul Preston in an episode of Three's a Crowd?
No, it's on my Facebook page. However, Sangha, you would not like it because Paul Preston, I believe he is perched on the shoulders of Ultimo Dragon, but to the left is one of your arch enemies of all time.
Darth Carter?
No, close. Eugene.
Ooh, that guy. Imagine if I were to face Eugene and Darth Carter in a handicap match, the damage I would do to those two men.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, I have a fondness for Eugene, yes. We go way back.
I'm sure you do. Now, QT, speaking of matches, there is one that was proposed during the latest episode of The Sign of the Times. I'm sure you've seen it. Paul Cerberus called out King Marcus Anderson. He had been called out in a previous episode of The Sign of the Times. Paul Cerberus then called out one King Marcus Anderson. It looks like they might actually get that match at the PWF in September.
Oh, now we had a very good interview with King Marcus Anderson recently.
Indeed we did. And, of course, he's been on a couple of episodes of The Sign of the Times recently, including one where he said he was not afraid of Paul Cerberus, said he would wrestle him. Paul Cerberus apparently watching that episode very carefully because in episode 230 of The Sign of the Times, one of your top three favorite episodes, I'm quite sure, he responded to that. He said he would wrestle King Marcus Anderson anywhere in the world that would book it.
Holy smokes, that was number 230, huh?
Yes.
Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners the official title of this? Sign of the Times.
Yes, I can. It is the Cerberus Challenges Anderson Edition.
I see. And did this take place next to a wooded glen?
It did not. It took place next to an undisclosed Paul Cerberus.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right. Now, did it take place in a lighted hallway? Because some of my most favorite Sign of the Times came from a wrestling venue with a particularly lighted walls and a female wrestler. Lighted walls, kind of like near a restroom. Near a restroom, yes.
It was not exactly near the restroom. I can't disclose too much, but you might want to check out this episode one more time. I'm sure you've watched it multiple times.
I'm sure I have, yes.
It was definitely next to an undisclosed Paul Cerberus.
Wow, all right, okay. Because I think one of the most iconic Sign of the Times was when this guy, our boy, was fit past you as you were doing an interview, and he went into the wrong bathroom. Maybe to him it was the right bathroom, or he might have been an anarchist and saying, well, in the very near future, restrooms won't matter to a certain sex. And he was breaking down, he was just laying the foundation of the barriers of unisex bathrooms. Yes, that's what I was thinking. But boy,
possibly.
Who was that, Annie Reyes, that you were interviewing?
Yes, she was in that particular episode.
I knew it. That was one of my favorites, yes.
Now, would you put that at number 2 all time next to episode 330 the Cerberus Challenges Anderson edition?
Ooh, I'm not sure. I think the Drunk Squirrel edition was way up there. The Drunk Squirrel. I think that was
the Ridiculously Drunk Squirrel edition. I believe that was episode 99.
Wow, right before your Sign of the Times turned triple digits. Yes.
Yes.
Boy, that was one of Dave the Beast Barnett's favorite, the Drunk Squirrel. Yes.
Now, do you think that
Beast
Barnett's all-time favorite is episode 210?
I know he has a certain affinity or likeness for the El Ringo Tortuga videos. El Ringo Tortuga.
Now, what do you think it is that attracts Beast Barnett to El Ringo Tortuga?
That Beatlesque Paul McCartney wig that he wears.
Now, on one edition of the Sign of the Times, that wig was actually scalped. I believe it was in the scalped luchador edition.
Really? Oh, okay. Boy, I myself can't quite remember that.
I remember it distinctly. Now, Beast Barnett's favorite episode is, in fact, episode 210. That would mean his favorite episode was the Pile Driver edition.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, it's clear what I have to do. I'm going to have to compare this Pile Driver edition to the Drunk Squirrel edition to the recently shot Paul Servius offers a challenge to King Marcus Anderson and kind of draw up a mini English thesis about this, an English thesis.
I believe 5 pages front and back would be appropriate.
Should I send my English thesis comparing these 3 videos to Dave the Beast Barnett?
Yes.
Oh, okay. In English, well, I'm going to have to send off, in the first time this has ever happened on Turnbuckle Turmoil, I am sending a flash message to Dave the Beast Barnett. Yes.
But you send him flash messages on a fairly regular basis.
Well, yeah, that's true. It all depends if Dave the Beast Barnett is in a darkened room or not. Yes. Yeah,
well,
hence the flash.
How dark are we talking?
Well, strobe light and stuff, yes. Strobe light. And 40-watt bulb. Strobe light and 40-watt, yes.
Both?
Yes.
Strobe light. Well, that's a lot of electricity.
Well, let me see here. Okay, I am formally... Well, wait a second. I'm not... Yeah, oh, wait a second. I think this... Okay. He may have changed his Facebook page here. Yes, I think he changed it a little bit. All right, I am now officially sending him a message, but I need your help clarifying this. How can I word this to get his attention?
Dearest Beast,
Dearest Beast,
would you consent to the proposed 5-page front and back English thesis comparing episodes of The Sign of the Times?
No, they said the 5-page be in quotes, so.
No, it should be emphasized strongly.
Okay, Dearest Beast, would you consent to the proposed 5-page English thesis? Okay, go on.
If so, this will be huge.
If so, this... Oh, damn. Okay, what...
Make sure you capitalize huge.
Capitalize, okay.
If not, it will cause great pain, mostly to my liver.
Okay, let me see. What is it, an English thesis comparing the three sign of the times?
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully you have a lot of time tonight to watch all these videos, QT.
I think I will, yes.
Oh, good.
I think so.
All right, now, to close out, best wishes, in theory, QT vote.
Uh-huh. Okay, best wishes in theory. Okay, I'm writing this part down on a piece of paper. QT votes. Okay. Yes, very good. Now, sign. What are the three videos? The Drunk Squirrel edition, the Paul Servius called King Marcus Anderson, and what was the other one?
Episode 210, the Pile Driver Edition.
Episode 210, the Pile Driver Edition.
Yes.
Now let me see. I'm supposed to. Okay, best. Okay. This would be a comparison of all three. Let me see now. Best wishes, in theory, QT votes. Now, sign something quick. I just remembered something. The Heidenreich one that took place in the Pacific Rim Ballroom was one of his favorites. The Heidenreich edition.
It's true.
String belt, boy. We're on a horns of a dilemma here. I've already sent it, so.
Well, then you're stuck. You can't unsend it.
Oh, okay. Well, it is sent, and I'm hoping he responds pretty quickly, yes. Okay. He's a pretty quick responder. Yes. Okay. It is sent.
How do you think that he missed calling and he should have been a first responder?
Yes. I might get him a first responder bracelet. Yes. First responder bracelet.
Made out of sterling silver.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now here on my Facebook page, I did post a video, and it says, "Oh my goth," with Otis the Gimp and San Francisco, incredibly strange wrestling. It's on my Facebook page. The one without a picture, and it says, "Attention Darth Carta and Randy Zellers."
Wow. Are you saying that maybe Randy Zellers is Darth Carta?
Well, that would there's a possibility, yes. This video is posted two videos are two spaces up from your Three's a Crowd episode 16 on the same page. This is huge.
It really is.
Oh my God. I wept at the beauty of that match. Fans were throwing things in the ring. Fans were. Yes.
That is always discouraged.
Yes, there is an organization there, a sign in San Francisco called Incredibly Strange Wrestling.
Yes, there is. I believe it is a sister promotion of Hood Slam.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, I really encourage you, Sign Guy, to watch that match. It's the most throwiest fan edition ever. Our match. Most throwiest. Boy, you get in trouble.
Were souls in the match in ECW and the fans buried the wrestlers with chairs they were throwing?
I wasn't there at that one. Chairs, huh?
Yeah, it was a famous match. I kept throwing chairs and more chairs and more chairs and more chairs. And finally, the entire ring was just completely full of chairs.
One thing that Gregor Petrov has forgot about my engagement to Sarah Jane. Yes, he's forgotten about that.
Maybe we could remind him.
Mostly because I haven't been seen with Sarah Jane when I have gone to Blue Collar Wrestling recently.
Well, maybe you should take her out more often.
I think so.
I think hopefully this Sunday, if I can make it down there and my company doesn't call, I can take Sarah Jane along with me this time. Boy, Gregor Petrov, his eyes would widen in surprise when he came out of the locker room and saw me sitting there with Sarah Jane.
I think that's right.
It would be great.
Yes. All right. Well, now, Sign Guy, I have a lot of homework assignments to do. I'm going to get started on that three-page three subject matters comparison YouTube videos into an English thesis for Dave the Beast Barnett. He'll look forward to that.
I'm sure he will.
And you have the Oh My God video to watch. Very interesting.
Now, if you go to your book of faces, I believe you will find all three episodes of The Sign of the Times in which you must compare in one helpful location there.
Oh, this is huge. Oh, very nice. Plus, I have the No Moss Presents Doc Ellis and the LSD No-No.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Okay, very, very good. All right. And let me see now. What could this match featuring BCW's Jimmy Boy have to do with our interview with BCW's Jimmy Boy on Friday? Perhaps nothing, perhaps a lot. And someone said,
I'm leaning towards nothing at this point.
Yeah, this is very, I do wish Jimmy Boy had shown up. I've got pages of questions to ask him. Yes.
Is it 7.5 pages?
Oh, man, it depends on your writing.
And what's your analysis of writing font is, Sign Guy? Writing font. I might have a kind of a strange writing font as compared to you, but I'd say 3.5. 3.5.
All right.
Is there
any way we could reschedule Jimmy Boy for, like, say, late July? Late July or early August?
Hopefully so.
Okay, very good. I'm going to set these notes on my refrigerator. On my refrigerator.
Are you going to stick them next to the eggs?
Yes, I am. Next to the eggs. Oh, yes. I mean, what I'm saying, yeah, I think this Jimmy Boy has the potential to be as good as our Matt Liske video. Matt Liske, interview, not video, interview.
He was one of your all-time favorites.
Very much.
Oh, close to the all-time favorite, yes. Okay. Well, speaking of upcoming videos, Sign, could you tell us who we got coming up Sunday? Yes, Sunday.
Yes, on Sunday it is our next edition of the All Referee Show for Turnbuckle. We will have referees from all over the country taking part, and we will discuss all things referee-related.
Oh, now, is Dave the Beast Barnett going to be on? Because he is the official referee of the Razor Ramones.
He is the official referee of the Razor Ramones, but he is not scheduled this time. However, T-Rex is.
Oh, okay. Very good, very good. How about Precious?
I believe you mean Princess. Princess also not scheduled, but we do have David Lee from the state of Indiana.
Very nice. Okay. Well, you know, if we could get... We
also have Ref Wayne out of the Virginia area and referee Jay Pip.
Jay Pip.
Okay. Is that T-I-P-P, Jay Tip?
T-I-P-P, Pip, as in what Gladys Knight has performing behind her.
Oh, very good. The Pips, yes. Wow, very good. Okay, well, if we could get Precious, you know, I was very impressed with his refereeing abilities at La Proponitas.
He branched out last week. He also went down to Blue Collar Wrestling, made his debut for them.
What match did he first ref? What was his first referee job ever? Can you tell us what match?
It was Bad Blood versus Von Hess at Proponitas.
Oh, how about that? Throwing your feet instantly to the fire. Whoo, boy,
qualify the match because Bad Blood struck him.
Oh, now, yeah, it's really holding your feet into the fire. To the fire. Yes. Wow, that's a boy. Did Precious say anything to you when he came back?
Princess, and he said, if I recall correctly, ow.
Wow, okay. You know, I think he would have much more rather broken in on a match, say, like, Kane Jaden versus JB Moonshine.
Possibly, but that wasn't the assignment he got, and he had to go with what he was given, and Bad Blood found out that he wasn't afraid to disqualify people that took liberties.
Wow, very interesting, very interesting. Okay, what was the second match that Princess, not Precious, refereed?
I don't know his second overall match, but it was that same show. I believe he had three matches in total that night. I believe it probably involved Ian Bear.
Whoa, Ian Bear, holy smokes. Okay. Do you yourself know if Princess is pledged to a Northwest fraternity? Do you know this?
I believe he is not old enough to be in a fraternity.
Well, hey, that was the same situation Kane Jaden found himself in. I think right now Kane Jaden has very recently turned 21. Yes.
Well, there you go.
I think Kane Jaden has just recently turned old enough to look at those Casey Carlisle pictures that you prominently feature on the Sign of the Times.
Just barely.
Just barely. Yes.
Just barely.
Oh, okay. Very good. Oh, okay. Now, Sign, who do we have on next Friday then? Bearing in mind that we have
Friday?
The referee. Yes.
Yes, Sunday we have the referee edition, and a week from today, Marcus Waters is the guest.
Marcus Waters. From what waters does he hail from?
I believe he hails from the area of Las Vegas.
Ooh. Wow. Soon to be home of the Los Angeles Raiders.
And current home of the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Yes, very good. Yes, I had several bets with Joe Pardini on Las Vegas Knights, several bets, whether they would win or lose. Joe Pepperoni of Pennsylvania, yes.
Wow. Now, have you ever taken a trip to Pennsylvania to collect some of these bets that Crazy Joe is lost?
No, Pennsylvania is out of my league. Yes. It's not out of my league. It's somewhere where I would never want to visit. Yes.
Not even for Easter.
Pennsylvania is the Bakersfield of the Northeast Triangle. The Bakersfield.
Wow.
Yes. Bakersfield, the meth capital of California. Well, you can substitute with Philadelphia. Yes, that's what I'm saying. The armpit and meth capital of the tri-state area. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
Wow.
And Sign Guy, before we sign off on what will probably be our most listened to episode, can you tell our listeners a phone etiquette or some rules or procedures that you can apply if you don't want your company contacting you?
You can pretend to have broken your leg, maybe put on a plaster cast, grab some crutches.
Okay.
This is kind of like the same thing where Lawrence, the construction worker, is telling Peter, the office worker, how to avoid Lumberg's phone calls. No, how to duck out of work on a Friday to get out of work and going to work on a weekend. Lumberg and Lawrence and Peter. I'd like all our listeners to look up Lawrence Advises Peter on YouTube. Lawrence.
All right.
I believe
maybe we'll sign off for today, but we will be back Sunday, all referee edition.
Boy, if you could send me some links to these referees like Jay Pip, that would be very good.
I will see what I can do for sure. So fans, join us Sunday afternoon when we talk officiating with some of the officials across the country.
Yes, please.
I believe in truth. walking in.